Summer draws people to the water, but Philadelphia's rivers are important to city residents year-round. As WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, that's the message of the Independence Seaport Museum on the Delaware River at Penn's Landing.
Founded in 1960 as the Philadelphia Maritime Museum, today the Seaport Museum includes exhibition galleries as well as historic ships and a boat building workshop along the dock.
We're all about pointing out the importance of the river to the citizens of Philadelphia.
John Brady, who managed the boat building facility for 16 years before becoming museum president in 2011, says a lot of history happened on the river. An exhibition now at the museum, Tides of Freedom, tells of the African-American experience. During the Civil War, he says, if you were an escaped slave, you likely came by boat.
And you wound up on a boat either to get to a place that was a little safer or that became your livelihood. The river was a real conduit of information as well as a way to earn a living. In the Civil Rights era, it was a lot of waterfront workers who really led the way.
Brady says today the river still plays a critical role in all of our lives.
I think we forget how important it is right now. Remember, our drinking water comes from the rivers. The banana that you had in your cereal this morning came up the river on a ship. The center of the city has moved to Broad Street, and this has kind of become the back door, but it's still a huge commercial as well as ecological entity.
The Independence Seaport Museum is open daily, with extended hours Thursday through Saturday during the summer. Tides of Freedom runs through 2015.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.